Hello. Listen, not only are we doing everything in order, we're actually on time for the first time in a couple of weeks. So we're getting this is like a well-oiled machine here on the appeal. So Sia, thank you for getting us kicked off, and thank you for creating that amazing thumbnail to inform everybody why we're here. But as you know, I'm Chris Malczewski with Hail Hail Auctions, host of The Appeal, and you are Sia Yasutorrat with Brilliant Beam Media. Torn rat, I know.
Torn
Torn.
rat.
Well, I'm okay, forget. But anyways, more importantly, how are you doing? What's new in your world?
Was doing great up until. Have you not known my last name all this time that we've known each other? I think it's years now, my friend.
Listen, I know it's Sia, yes, a torn rat. I just speak fast and I'm from Chicago and we have a little bit of an accent. So please forgive me. Please for but anyways, what have you been up to since we've last seen each other when we had Chris Hensley on?
Oh my gosh. Just so much going on, at least on the back end behind the scenes. I think people don't understand like how much movement there is in creating social media content. So I've just been creating like a mofo, my friend. A lot of
Yes.
all good stuff. Survived a tornado warning here in
Okay.
Dallas. That
Oh,
was fun.
listen, you guys get excited over tornado warnings. Here in the Midwest, it happens like daily. So, yeah. But speaking of being in the Midwest, as you know, I just spent a week in Cleveland doing some work, visiting one of my good friends who happens to coach with the Cleveland Guardians. And I got to take in three baseball games and two concerts in 1 week. I got to see AC/DC and Dave Matthews Band all within like 72 hours of each other in Cleveland. So I'm a little tired, but I'm super excited to be here. And speaking of music, you see the t-shirt I'm wearing? Two dudes in killer tunes. And
I see.
who are you rocking?
I am rocking Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh, look, see, it all comes full circle. I wanted to highlight Cal. He's coming into Chicago next week to see Ben Harper, and I'm hoping to get to see him. And as you know, I was a guest along with my dad on Two Dudes and Killer Tunes last summer. So I'll link that show in the comments. But it's just amazing to have outstanding support systems in place, like good friends like Cal. But we also have an amazing, amazing support system in place as it relates to a headlining sponsor. And see, as you know, this show would not be possible without Speakeasy Custom Tattoo. And if you don't know, Speakeasy Custom Tattoo is located in the Wicker Park neighborhood of Chicago in the historic Flatiron Building. With over 30 years of experience, they have a curated staff of magnificently talented local and international artists, and they continue to host monthly guests from all over the world. They're an appointment-only custom tattoo shop offering a wide range of styles in a clean and relaxing atmosphere. And no matter the style you're looking for, they will absolutely help make your vision come to life. So if you're in the market for a tattoo, check out their artists on their website at www.speakeasycustomtattoo.com. Be sure to tell them Chris sent you. I know our guest today has some awesome tattoos, so we'll get to those in a little bit. But see, let's kick off the show, huh?
Let's do it.
You know I love that intro. It just gets me so hyped and so excited to be on this show on a bi-weekly basis. And I mentioned our guest, Sia, and we saw backstage he has some awesome tattoos. But most importantly, I'm super excited to have Matt East on because the work he does is so important for something I know you find great value in, and that's our pets. You being a dog mom as you are and so eloquent in expressing your love for your furry friends. We're getting ready to highlight Paws for a Cause Vet Care. And before we do, Sia, I know you value your dog and your dogs that you've had in your life. So why don't you just talk briefly about the work they do and how impactful it can be for somebody like you that's a pet owner?
Yeah, I mean, so first and foremost, I think I'm more cognizant of the fact that, our furry friends give us peace and support and love. And so this is a shout out for those living with disabilities, our elders, like our pet friends do give so much more to us as humans than anything. So providing vet care, providing, the resources available to make our lives and enrich our lives is so critical and huge. So I cannot tell and express more how eternally grateful I am for the work that you guys are going to learn about.
Yeah, and exactly that, right? As you know, I value mental health, and as I've learned over my journey, the involvement of pets in our lives, whether they're therapy animals or just our, our companion, if you will, add so much and they just bring so much joy to our lives. And in my experience, you know, having therapy dogs or comfort dogs after a trauma incident is so impactful. And Matt will talk a little bit about that as well. But I wanted just to highlight some of the work that Pause for a Cause does. And I highlighted some numbers that are just so impressive. And before we bring Matt on, last year in 2024 alone, 113,344 phone calls taken, 27,012 pets visited their facility. They had over 15,000 wellness visits, 11,000 spay and neuters, and over 300 dental exams or procedures provided to their furry friends, if you will. And I saw this morning on their social media, they're getting ready to have 80 spay and neuters today alone. And so the work they do is not only impacting the lives of animals, but it's helping others who are finding themselves in financial distress or maybe not able to afford some of the astronomical costs of veterinary care. And so let's bring Matt on to talk all about the work they do. Sia, I know you wish you could stay involved. We'll get you on maybe later, but let's bring Matt East, the development manager for Pause for a Cause Vet Care, on, and we're going to hear all about their amazing work. There he is, Matt. Welcome to the show. I'm so excited to have you on the appeal today. I hope I did Pause for a Cause Vet Care a little justice in highlighting some of the amazing work they do. And you being the development manager for this amazing organization knows inside and out the work that's being done and how it's being funded and the impact you're making. So if you don't mind, let folks know who you are, where you came from, why you're working for Pause for a Cause, and then tell us all about the amazing organization.
Definitely, Chris. Thank you for having me on today. I really appreciate it. And, you know, thank you even more so for touching upon in kind of the intro there about, you know, especially coming off Mental Health Awareness Month and everything. And, you know, we've talked before, I have a dog, Acer, who's an emotional support animal for me. So that's appreciate that. And that's huge. So but I've had the honor and, you know, I've really been lucky over the years, you know, kind of coming from the for-profit space and working for large organizations and being able to kind of transition into nonprofits. And, you know, it's giving back to the community is something that's been so big for me over the years. And, you know, now my role here at Pause for a Cause Vet Care is really a platform for us to talk about, you know, the animals in the community, but also what they do for us and what they mean for us. And, you know, the mission here is really to make sure that all, you know, dogs and cats, you know, remain healthy and stay with their families, you know, no matter what the, you know, situation is. And, you know, we kind of step in and help out with that.
Amazing, amazing, amazing. And of course, I wouldn't have known you if not for the power of social media. And you are just so articulate and so forthcoming on social media, not only about the amazing work Pause for a Cause Vet Care does, but how it's impacted your life. And thank you again for highlighting Acer. And if you don't mind, you know, talk about some of the work that's being done to ensure, you know, animals like Acer are well taken care of by Pause for a Cause.
Yeah, definitely. So the unique thing being a vet clinic that we are, behind the scenes being a nonprofit, it allows us to do certain things that, you know, other places may or may not be able to do over time. But, you know, the one thing that sets us kind of a little bit, makes us a little bit different in the community and what we do are some of the things, you know, and the stories that come from it. So, you know, we had a homeless woman who's been living out of her car for the past few months, you know, approach us and needed some support in trying to get her life back together. And she's been living in the car with her dog, who's an emotional support animal for herself. And she's trying to go through the state and get some housing, some different support, you know, through the state, and was having a hard time because her dog was not spayed. And they also thought had some additional you know, health concerns. So we have a program called Project Families Forever, where we actually, you know, go out for, as a nonprofit and try to seek funding, you know, through grants, through different organizations to try and support these things. So she was able to bring her dog in and not have to worry about the burden of having to pay for something that she really couldn't afford. But, you know, she's trying to get her life back together. And she sent us a message the other day on Facebook. Since then, her dog's doing great. Awesome. And she's in the process of securing housing. But more importantly, she just got a job.
Awesome.
So it's, you know, stories like that that really, you know, keep us going here.
Yeah, absolutely right. And as you said earlier, the impact an animal could make on our lives is so profound. And I could only imagine the resources your organization were able to provide that woman only helped prove to her that she wasn't alone, that there was somebody out in the world who cared about her and gave her the encouragement to better her life. She's now having a house and getting a job. Like mm-hmm. all of that could not be possible, I'm sure, if she did not have her animal or her support dog by her side. And so it's just so, so inspiring. And you being the development manager, you know, firsthand, Matt, you know, what some of the costs you're offsetting to families. So if you don't mind, talk a little bit about that. What is a procedure like a spayed cost? How are you guys funding these certain procedures? Like, it's got to be astronomical, the amounts of money coming and going to Paws for a Cause Vet Care.
Yeah, the procedures, you know, depending on, you know, if it's male, female, if it's dog versus cat, you know, we're talking a few hundred dollars, you know, and some, you know, some families and individuals may be in situations where they can afford that. And the nice thing is, you know, being a vet clinic, we're an affordable, low cost vet clinic. So, you know, we're affordable for the families to kind of meet within their budget. But, you know, for those individuals that really can't, you know, we work with families a lot of times to try and offset the cost. You know, whether it be through that Project Families Forever or, you know, today, for example, the you mentioned the 80 spay and neuters that we have today. We have, you know, on average, we do the upwards of 80 a day. You know, we could do potentially up to 120 in a day. But the big difference that, you know, today makes is we partner with Jason Heigl Foundation. And the procedures today for the dogs and cats are covered by their foundation. Awesome. And it was open to individuals that are low income, that might be on Social Security or seniors or even veterans are access to this today. So
unbelievable.
You know, the cost, you know, of things, it is a lower cost stuff organization and affordable for the families we work with.
Amazing. And you're developing partnerships with other foundations who are uplifting others as well. So the burden, if you will, is not always incumbent on you or the staff at Paws for a Cause, right? But speaking of the staff, you and I had a conversation offline, and I want to just highlight, and I know you want to as well. You have an amazing group of coworkers that you're alongside with on a daily basis, from veterinarians themselves to desk staff who's taken thousands of calls a year. So, you know, talk about the inner workings of the organization, top to bottom. What does it look like to run Paws for a Cause Vet Care?
Yeah, so it's kind of unique, you know, in the situation. It started out as almost like a passion project for our CEO and founder, Kathy Daniels. And we started, you know, years ago now of doing vaccine clinics with a folding table and, you know, some vaccines down in Moments. And it's grown from, you know, when we first opened our facilities in Lyle, which our two facilities were maybe 3,000 square feet to 16,000 square feet, to our new one here in Naperville. And the staff, you know, we've got about 50 staff members here, all different varying roles. You know, we have 8 veterinaries, you know, staff on, you know, right now. We're looking to add additional ones there. And then we have all the support staff. So it's a full team of individuals that, you know, want to give back to the community and have the heart to do so.
Unbelievable. So you heard it, 50 employees making a huge difference in the Chicagoland area, spayed, neuters, dental procedures for cats and dogs. And if you're not familiar, please scan that QR code. It'll take you directly to Paws for a Cause Vet Care website. There you can learn more about their events, ways to support their organization and everything they have going on. But Matt, you highlighted something that I found to be so impressive. And unfortunately, I was busy that night, but you folks just had a grand opening for what is a state-of-the-art, beautiful facility where you are now able to do even more if that's possible. So talk a little bit about that transition. I know you mentioned a couple 3,000 square foot facilities to a 16,000 now. So talk about what that was like and where you guys settled and how this building is going to help impact the community even more.
Definitely. So the transition from Lyle over to Naperville, going from about 3,000 square feet to the 16,000 square feet, has allowed us to do a lot so far. You know, one of the things we've actually transitioned from doing just spay and neuters, dentals, and a couple other, you know, procedures to really become a full service veterinary clinic now. So we're, you know, really treating for almost everything that's out there. You know, we have the staff that works great with that, and it just gives opportunity for, you know, the community itself. You know, we have what we call TNR programs, where we actually have staff that goes out and, you know, traps us, you know, feral cats in the communities and helps treat them, and, you know, gives them an opportunity to be adopted. So it's just a full circle thing that is going to help everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. Having a bright, beautiful new building not only uplifts the community, but I'm sure it does wonders for your staff to be able to come into a facility that everybody can be proud of that can support the need, right? And and talk about needs and talking about needs. As you know, I have a passion for fundraising and raising money for organizations like Pause for a Cause Vet Care. So talk a little bit about the budget. What on a yearly basis does it cost to run the organization? How are you doing fundraising as the development manager to offset some of these costs? Let's get to the nitty gritty and talk about the money as it relates to all these amazing services you guys are providing.
Definitely. Just like any organization, whether it be for-profit or nonprofit, there's obviously costs that are involved. You know, there's the overhead costs. You know, now that we have the 16,000 square foot building, you know, you got to keep the lights on, you know, you got to pay the employees, all the different things that are there. So, you know, so think about it, you know, we're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars to continue the operation here to serve the community, not just in Naperville, but you know, we have really a radius of almost 100 miles that we service, you know, whether it be different partners in the community, you know, the different shelters that we work alongside, the, you know, the feral cat programs throughout the area. So from a financial standpoint, it's just like any other organization there, you know, but ways that we help offset and, you know, is, you know, through different types of events that we do in the community. We do different type of fundraising opportunities. You know, one of the big things that we've recently kicked off and kind of rebranded was our monthly donor campaign. So, you know, having things where you can kind of, you know, equate for what's coming in to help support, you know, some of our nonprofit programs, you know, because, you know, that Rose and Remy story that I told you about, that was fully funded through donors. You know, so things like that. And when situations come in, we don't want an animal to go to suffer or, you know, whatever it is, if we can't, you know, if we can help that animal, you know, so we work with, you know, different funders, different donors and, you know, different situations allow us to fund for that.
Absolutely. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe you guys just had a great partnership with DuPage County. I think it was what Giving DuPage Days, I think it was called, if I'm not mistaken. And that's just another example of organizations like Pause for a Cause Vet Care doing great work and thinking outside the box to partner with local community organizations, even within local government, right? The city of Naperville, the county of DuPage, whatever the case may be. And so that being a unique structure in itself, I was wondering if you don't mind just highlighting how that looks so others, you know, paying attention to the appeal may have food for thought to take their mission forward as well.
Definitely. So one of the biggest things, you know, obviously is, you know, in any business or, you know, nonprofit that you're part of is relationships. And, you know, we've been really fortunate enough with Kathy Daniels, our founder, as well as the rest of the management team and really all the staff here to build relationships in the community, longstanding relationships, you know, with, you know, the local animal controls, the local shelters, the different, you know, community partners that are passionate, whether it be about for feral cats or, you know, for dogs, whatever that looks like, it really is just that truly that network of people and building those relationships. You know, we've had longstanding relationships with Best Friends, with Petco Love that help, you know, in these different situations, you know, where we can, you know, step in and help animals. That's what, you know, it allows us to do. Absolutely. But at the end of the day, it's all those relationships.
Absolutely. And you being the development manager or the curator of some of those relationships. And I'm always curious, and you mentioned briefly early on your, you know, your early experience of being in the for-profit world and transitioning that to do better with nonprofit work. But, you know, I'm always curious, what caused you to make that transition and how are you finding that to enrich your life in a different way? I was in government work for quite some time, and now obviously I have a little bit more of a say in who I get to partner with, you know, great folks like yourself. But I just find it so enriching, so uplifting. And when I put my head on my pillow at night, I believe I did good in the world. And I know you do too. So anybody who's looking to get into the nonprofit space, anybody who's looking to do good in the world, talk a little bit about your transition and how it's made an impact on you.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, my personal situation, you know, when I did that transition from, you know, I always refer to as corporate America over to the nonprofit space, you know, I really enjoyed what I did and I was working for an organization and was very successful doing it. And the one thing, you know, when you're settling down, starting to have family and kids and, you know, all of that is you look at the amount of travel. And I was on an airplane, you know, Monday through Friday. and home for the weekends. And it took its toll. And, you know, from a mental health standpoint, you know, I needed to look at what was best for myself, you know, my children, and, you know, what I wanted to do kind of moving forward. And that's when I reached out to an organization. It was that, you know, that was a nonprofit organization that was headquartered out of Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, but it's a nationwide organization. And it started out just as a conversation, but then as I learned more and more, it's one of those things of, you know, I've always had the heart for the community and help others. And now being able to do that on a daily basis, that's what I wake up. That's my joy, you know, and that work life, you know, with the kids has been huge in it.
Absolutely. And as you said, you've always had the heart. And as I'm getting to know you, you have the face and creativeness for social media, and you do such a great job about not only branding Paws for a Cause Vet Care, but telling your own personal story through your work. And, you know, I want just others, if they're not already following you on LinkedIn, to please connect with Matt East. He's doing such a great job and inspiring folks like myself to consider doing the work that I do. But, you know, Matt, talk a little bit about your content creation. What's the messaging you're hoping to get across? What's the thought process behind some of the amazing, the amazing bits of content you're putting out there on a daily basis?
Yeah, I think a lot of it, you know, when I look at the content, you know, it's twofold. You know, I work with our social media manager, Ashley here. And we kind of, you know, she is the brains behind it all, you know, and, you know, a lot of it comes down to storytelling, you know, especially what I do on LinkedIn, you know, comes down to storytelling. And, you know, when I do my personal stuff and kind of encompass it with Paws for a Cause Vet Care, it really comes down to community and, you know, what we can do together. You know, it's never about, you know, I never want it to come across as myself or come across as, you know, what can everyone do for me or what can everyone do for the organization? It's more of what we can do together as a community. You know, if everyone were to kind of just step out of the box, you know, whether it be, you know, working with, you know, the animals that are emotional support animals and, you know, which is very passionate, you know, very big passion of mine, or just, you know, what we can do in the community as a whole and helping others out. You know, like I have endless stories of organizations that we partner with that have nothing to do with animals, but we work together on the same level to help the community.
I love it. And as you know, with Hail Hail Auctions, our mission is to create awareness and raise money for community building organizations, right? And you said the word community so many times in that last statement, and it's just hit home, right? Because that exactly is what Paws for a Cause Vet Care is creating, a sense of community for those, like you mentioned, the young lady who was living out of her car, who may not have felt she had a community to support her, but also a community for animals that can't support themselves, right? Feral cats, the dog that needs a dental procedure and their owners can't afford to get that tooth pulled or whatever the case may be. Like, the community that you're building is just so inspiring, so impactful in many ways. And I know you mentioned before we're running out of time here, you know, some events that you guys have to create that sense of community as well as raise money. So is there any upcoming events you'd like to highlight, ways people can, you know, send a few dollars your way or volunteer to help move your mission forward? What do you guys got coming on the docket here this summer?
Yeah, definitely. So upcoming events we have coming later in July is what we call Ales for Tails. It's something that started up during COVID, believe it or not. And some of the best ideas have come from that for every organization.
And some of the worst ideas have come from COVID too, by the way.
I know, right? And so Ales for Tails, we partner with Miskatonic Brewing out of Darien and Naperville. And what we do is we have an opportunity for individuals to nominate their dog or cat to be on a beer can that is produced and distributed here locally. So it helps raise funds for the organization, you know, for us to kind of allow us to do, you know, some of the stories of what we talked about. So, you know, we kick it off in July, and then later in the year around, you know, August, October is when we do a reveal party of who actually won, you know, for their pet to be on the can, and the cans get produced.
Unbelievable. Ales for Tails. I've never heard of such a thing. I have, you know, worked for other shelters and stuff who make their, you know, people get to bid on next year's star of the event for, you know, the dog or the cat gets to be the prominent figure. But being on a beer can, given the craft beer craze, has to be something that people are like drooling over, right? It has to be something that you guys are getting inquiries about all the time, because that's amazing.
Definitely. And one of the most amazing things is, you know, when I first started here, to find out how passionate people are to get their dog or cat, you know, whether it be our organization on a beer can or like you were saying on, you know, calendars, there, you know, people really, you know, want to do that. So
it's amazing. And I always say, as an auctioneer, believe it or not, some of the events I do for dog, you know, that are dog or cat focused, raise more money than some that are children focused, right? It always, and it's no surprise, because as you said, and as I've mentioned, dogs and cats can't support themselves financially. People's lives are enriched, but what we don't often talk about is the cost that comes with, right? You want your life to be enriched by having a pet or an animal by your side, but it comes at a significant cost, and you guys are doing great work to offset it. So there you have it. Go to the website. Sia will put that QR code up again. If you haven't already, scan it. It'll take you directly to Paws for a Cause Vet Care's website. You can learn about Ales for Tails and everything else they're doing, and even send a few dollars their way if you're so inclined. And so, Matt, as I told you backstage, 30-minute goes super fast. We're at the end of today's show, unfortunately, but I wanted to give you an opportunity, if you haven't already, let folks know where they can connect with you, how they can get ingrained in Paws for a Cause Vet Care, all the things that you want to tell the world is now your opportunity here.
There we go. Well, I appreciate everything for today and everything and sharing with all the viewers and everything. You know, you can reach out to me, find me on LinkedIn. That's probably the best way. And you can, if people are interested in having a conversation, connecting for coffee, you know, I'm under Matt East on LinkedIn. It's probably the best way to reach out to me. Check out our website, pcvetcare.org, for more information on the organization. But really, just to wrap it up, whether it is our organization, another nonprofit, or whatever it is in the community, just keep one thing in mind, you know, and this is the biggest thing I've learned about being part of nonprofit space. You never know what someone else is going through in their lives, in their community. I think if it's dog, cat, if it's child, adult, mental health, whatever it is, you never know what someone's going through. So try to be kind and compassionate. And you might not be able to help everyone out there in the community, but if you have some resources or ways to, you know, directions to point people in, that's all that I ask.
Amazing. That just hit so home for me. And I appreciate you providing that uplifting message. And I feel the same. We're, you know, just be a good person. That's kind of what I often say. And, you know, speaking of uplifting, we talked backstage and we kid a little bit. And as I mentioned, we have a great sponsor, Speakeasy Custom Tattoo, in the Wicker Park neighborhood of Chicago. And you have some awesome ink on your arms, sir. I know we were talking backstage about you needing some more. So are any of those tattoos of note?
Yeah, so a lot of it, a couple of years ago, and this is a story for another time, but I found out I was adopted about 3 years ago. And in doing so, finding my heritage is more Irish than it is anything else, I started getting some from some imagery from the Book of Kells, which is kind of the Irish monk's version of, you know, of the Bible. So yeah, I got that. So I got to get some more of it finished up. So I might have to reach out.
You have to. That's exactly it. If you're in the market, go see Patrick at Speakeasy. I don't let anybody else put a needle on my body. We'll talk backstage about what I have. But once again, shout out to Speakeasy. Matt, you are an amazing guest. I can't wait to see the additional content that's created and how we can continuously develop our relationship and how I can continuously uplift Paws for a Cause Vet Care. And so if you don't know, I'm Chris Malczewski with Hail Hail Auctions. You could check me out at hailhailauctions.com. I'm on LinkedIn or I'm on Instagram at Walking Tall Chris. I kind of have a little bit different personality there, but this has just been such a joy, Matt. Thank you so much for joining. We do have some other sponsors that I want to highlight, but before we say goodbye, is there anything else you want to get across before we move on about our day?
No, not. I think the biggest thing is just what I said before, just having compassion and kindness for everyone.
Be a good person. So, Sia, with that being said, I want to thank you and Brilliant Beam Media. You do such an amazing job of producing this content and this show. If not for you, it would not be possible, because you know how bad I am at technology. So thank you. I love you. We have some other great support systems, Tammy Fisher. The list goes on and on, but I want to highlight Tausi and we're going to sign off. So Matt, thank you. Everybody have a great rest of your day.
Falling asleep with your neck in the wrong position can be a real pain in the neck. Literally. People of all ages are falling for Tausi. Tausi gives you the comfort you've always dreamed of. Go to TausiBrands.com. can get your comfort on.